track three. And the first headline story is from the Mid-Devon Advertiser. And it says, headed, Who Dares Bins? In their bid to improve waste and recycling services, Teignbridge Council have taken on more staff to assist in curbside collections. Seven new members of staff, three drivers and four crew members have been recruited to help complete more rounds on time, reduce overtime, support the aim of getting more than 90% of collections completed on time. Councillor Peter Williams, Teignbridge District Council Executive Member for Environmental Services, said, We've listened to residents and are taking clear action to improve waste and recycling collections. This major investment in our collection staff will help us provide the reliable service residents expect. Our crews work hard in difficult conditions. The extra staff will strengthen the team, cover absences, and meet growing demand. The plan follows a detailed review of collection performance last year, which found areas where extra support would make a difference, including more new homes, staff availability, and longer rounds. More than 5,400 homes have been built since 2014, increasing demand for waste and recycling collections. The new permanent posts will give the service the capacity it needs to support this growth. The council has already used overtime, temporary staff, flexible crews and driver training to support collections. The permanent posts build on this work and provide a stronger long-term solution. The seven posts will cost over £158,000, which will be funded from its existing waste service budget.
Festival lights up with colour and unity. The sun shone, but there was still plenty of rainbows at Teignmouth's fourth Pride Festival last weekend. An inclusive event for the whole community, Teignmouth Pride kicked off on the Friday evening with a civic opening followed by a fabulous programme of entertainment. Held to celebrate inclusivity, diversity and love, the atmosphere was positive throughout, every act bringing something special to the event. A large stage on Hollands Road featured live entertainment from incredible bands, musicians and performers, tribute acts, drag performers, choirs, drummers. The weekend also saw a brilliant taekwondo demonstration, children and family entertainment, animal encounters, a bumper raffle, and on the Saturday more than 40 stalls at a day-long street market at the Triangle. There were stalls from a range of LGBTQ plus charities, organisations and support groups, including the inclusive Teignmouth-based West Country Wasps rugby team. Ed Jones is Elton John. A sensational Elton John tribute act closed the finale in spectacular style while everyone was still standing. Teignmouth Pride said, what a fitting finale to a truly fantastic Teignmouth Pride weekend. Thank you to every performer, volunteer, supporter and visitor who made it so special. Teignmouth Pride was absolutely fabulous festival, full of colour, joy and community spirit.
The lead story in the Dawlish Gazette is Sewage Plant Stench Complaints at Resort. Residents in Dawlish Warren are kicking up a stink about a terrible stench coming from a water treatment works. The obnoxious smell from South West Water's Timaru sewage treatment plant has been ongoing for several months, affecting nearby holiday parks over the summer season and residents living in the area. One resident, former Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Anthony James, says the worsening smell has been making him ill with a sore throat, eyes and burning lips. He said, due to the strong 24/7 smell inside and outside the house and health issues, life is miserable. The smell, which is a very strong chemical smell, is unacceptable. MP Martin Wrigley, who visited the area, said the smell was awful. He said, "This has been going on for weeks. It just hits you and when you get out of the car. And I think, have I stood in a field where a farmer is muck spreading? No, it's the sewage processing plant across the road from here, and it's really not good enough. I would not want this on my holiday, and residents have been complaining about this for a long time. There have been some confusing responses from South West Water about why this is happening, and I will be taking this back to them. It's been going on for about 10 years, but recently it's dreadful. The plant is the main water treatment works for Dawlish, Dawlish Warren and the surrounding area, and was built in 2000. Since then, the town's population has grown considerably, with more than 1,000 new homes built. Concerns have been raised over the last decade that the treatment works did not have the sufficient capacity to deal with the increasing population. County Councillor Rosie Dawson also went to experience the smell following complaints. She said, despite numerous complaints and a complaint through the Ombudsman, South West Water have failed to respond. In 2023, they added more processing ingredient to reduce the smell. But here we are again. Ladiesmarle Holiday Park in Dawlish Warren is close to the works site and says a smell of sewage has been occurring in part of the park, forcing some visitors to leave. Park owners claim the business has contacted South West Water about the problem over a number of years, but the issue continues. A spokesman for South West Water said, "There have been some intermittent odours near Timaru Sewage Treatment Works, which were linked to temporary works that were completed on Wednesday and should now be reducing. Investigations into a separate odour reported elsewhere in Dawlish have not identified Timaru as the source, and further investigations are ongoing." In a response to Councillor James, the company said proactive maintenance activities were being undertaken to maintain the reliable operation of Timaru Sewage Treatment Works, which unfortunately generated some temporary odour impacts. But Councillor James points out that the problems have been ongoing for more than 2 months.